And now let's go on to the gold standard for film criticism. Critic Kenneth Turan sees a lot of movies, more than 200 per year, but he says he's never seen anything quite like Romeo and Juliet opening this weekend. Here's his review.
What's in a name, after all? No one could be more surprised than I was to discover that a film called Romeo and Juliet, that's Romeo as in garden gnome, is the pleasantest surprise of the season. The setting of the film is not ancient Verona, but Verona Drive in today's Stratford-on-Avon. Neighbors Miss Montague and Mr. Capulet certainly dislike each other, but the heavy lifting in their feud is done by dueling teams of blue and red British garden gnomes, headed by Maggie Smith and Michael Caine.
And as leader of this garden, it's up to me to...
I am a red, after all.
Oh, you're just as impulsivated as your mother was. Bless her to bits. Now, back where you belong.
Also on board are folks like Ozzy Osbourne, Hulk Hogan, and Dolly Parton. That's a group that doesn't get together every day. And having expert actors like James McAvoy and Emily Blunt voicing their love certainly helps.
Oh, Romeo. Romeo, are we really doomed, Romeo, to never see each other again? Why must you wear a blue hat? Why couldn't it be red like my father, or green like... like a leprechaun. Or
Romeo and Juliet like is an inside look at the like secret life of gnomes. Like they freeze in place whenever humans appear, but they're active and animated when flesh and blood individuals aren't around. They tend to their owners' gardens and engage in lawnmower drag races, with the starter role going to Dolly Gnome, voiced by Parton herself. Equally unexpected is a generous helping of the music of Elton John. The soundtrack makes use of standards like Crocodile Rock, Your Song, Tiny Dancer, and Don't Go Breaking My Heart, as well as new numbers written especially for this film. Playful, inventive, and endearing, this 84-minute epic is smart enough not to overstay its welcome as it steers clear of the fatuous and the formulaic. As Shakespeare himself might have put it, 'tis a consummation devoutly to be wished. Even if it took a pack of gnomes to make it happen.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.